Energy developers and the state's School Lands Trust have agreed to postpone mineral exploration in an area of the Book Cliffs in eastern Utah. Governor Gary Herbert's office announced Friday the School and Institutional Trust Lands Administration, or CITLA, and Anadarko Petroleum Corporation will delay exploratory work within the 18,000-acre Bogart Canyon region until January of 2016. The deal is part of ongoing work by U.S. Congressman Rob Bishop and other groups to consolidate CITLA's fragmented lands or work out exchanges for more energy-rich parcels. CITLA Deputy Director Kim Christie.
So that gives the congressman and the governor's office, and all of us for that matter, an opportunity to explore other opportunities if they can be realized, and at that juncture make a consideration if there is something as good, if not better, for us to turn to.
CITLA is the owner of the entire Book Cliffs block of land. In recent decades, the Bogart Canyon region has become popular with hunters, and CITLA agrees it's in everyone's best interest to explore potential alternatives to help preserve iconic lands in Utah.
All of the iterations that have ultimately brought that block to bear what it is today had an eye towards mineral development. It's true that the last 30 or so years, the southern portion of this area has morphed into, without question, a very sensitive and a mecca hunting area for the recreating public.
The new agreement won't affect Anadarko's work farther north, and CITLA says the change won't hamper its revenue stream for Utah's public schools.
I really believe what we have here is a win-win outcome, not only for the school children of the state, but for the citizenry as a whole.
CITLA's Board of Trustees will formally consider the proposal at its September 26th meeting in St. George, where the public is invited to attend. Statewide, CITLA manages 3.4 million acres of land. Revenue helps fund K-12 schools in Utah. Last year, the agency distributed $37.8 million. For UPR News, I'm Matt Jensen.